The following is paid programming. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, its advertisers, or sponsors.
Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB. Now I'm out of breath. I almost can't even say my own name. But anyway, I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. It's because you ran up the stairs. My excuse is that I just ate too much.
Oh, is that it? Yeah. Yeah. You're still having a Thanksgiving hangover.
Huh? Yeah, a little bit. A little bit better. So.
So did you say your name?
David Brownstein.
You did? Okay.
I think I did.
I told you my memory
was
starting to go.
We're talking about memory.
I know. Unbelievable.
Have to check the replay.
Anyway, it is Saturday, November 24th, 2018, about 10:03 in the morning. And we say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. And if there's a sporting event, we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, we are available live streaming every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. If you go to our website, sapperston.com, sapperston.com. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you want to catch a show that you missed or replay a show, the show will be there. And finally, last but not least, every Saturday or late Friday, I guess, but this time not maybe. Is there a free economic report?
Yes,
there?
It is. Oh, I was surprised,
they didn't take it off for Thanksgiving.
They didn't take it off,
really,
no.
Yeah. But anyway, there is a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy. Brief, understandable, you know, if you want to catch up on some of the more important economic news that at least they feel was important.
Well, it's an interesting, it's always an interesting report. You can get a lot of information, a lot of charts, facts and figures where different rates are in gold and different other measures. And they talk a lot about a number of things, most importantly, is what the Fed's going to do, not only in December 18th and 19th at their meeting, which everybody thinks they're going to raise, but what they're going to say about 2019. And I've been saying it, they need to stop raising interest rates. They're talking at this point about capital expenditures of corporations. They've just stopped spending the last 3 months. And they also, of course, talk about housing, which has been down in certain measurements for the last 6 months. It has to do some with inventories, like we have in Western New York, the greater Niagara region, and it has to also do with interest rates, that, you know, millennials, student debt, so many other factors. So it's a great read. I think you're, you know, it's free. It's on our website, Economic Report.
At sapperston.com.
Yep. Should get it. And just reminding people, we'll do it during the week, during the show today. But next week, the 1st of December, we will not be on because there is a sporting event. So we won't, it's not a rebroadcast, but we won't be on live. So, you know, and we'll miss you.
The UB basketball team is in a tournament.
Yep.
And
they're doing well. They're playing today.
Whatever their, what the league is, what is it called? NI something, NIAI, whatever it is. They're not in the NCAA, right?
No, they are NCAA.
Oh,
that's
are they
a
really?
Greater one. Yeah, it's a different.
But it's a different, yeah, because I saw some other. Anyway, they're ranked 22.
22nd in the country.
In the country,
yeah,
right.
Of the NCAA.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we will say that a couple times during the show. We will not be here next Saturday, December 1st. Right now, give us a call. All the phone lines are wide open, as usual, 803-1520. Or toll-free 800-879-7541, and the area code is 716. Or, if for some reason you don't want to talk to us, but we would like to talk to you.
Please.
Yes. You can go to our website, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Go to the Dollar Doctor tab. Live streaming comes up. When you click on live streaming, the page pops up. Go to the bottom. There's a chat box there. You can put in a question. Put in the symbol for a stock, and if you do put in the symbol for a stock, let us know whether you own it or you want to buy it or you're trying to sell it, and we were able to do a little better analysis knowing what position you're in. So once again, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, or toll free 800-879-7541.
It is Small Business Saturday, so probably a lot of our listeners and our regulars might be out at locally owned businesses trying to spread the holiday cheer.
Yeah, it was interesting. A few years ago, American Express used to give you a $10 rebate if you went to a local.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. So if you use their card, they stopped that after 1 year. But anyway, so it is.
It worked too well.
I guess, yeah. So once again, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go first to Bob. Good morning.
Perhaps.
And I guess we're not going to go to Bob.
Do we hear you, Bob?
Are you there?
There we go.
Oh, there you are.
Testing.
Well, are you very low for some reason? Is he low on yours?
Yeah, or? A little low.
Yeah.
A little low?
We're good. Now we're good.
Speak up.
We're good.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your peace.
Right.
I won't even go there, David.
Peter thinks it's a wedding.
Did you find anything out, Peter?
I didn't because they didn't return my call.
Oh, okay.
But I have a call into them. I don't see anything anywhere about a proxy meeting or a meeting.
If you go to Novo's website, it's listed as December 5th.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, because I went to the investor relations number and I called it, and as usual, usually you get a voicemail.
Well, it is Thanksgiving if you did it a few days.
But anyway, I just told them what I was looking for and give me a call back. So far, they haven't called me. Maybe they'll call me Monday.
Yeah, maybe. If not, like I said, go to Novo Resources Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
As they have it listed right there as December 5th.
Interesting.
But it's funny because I've never received anything from them, and I've been buying that stock since 2014.
Well, they may be doing all these notices via the email.
Well,
you're not on.
No, because David, I actually have a copy of the whatever you call it, the proxy right in front of me.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know what.
Where'd you get the copy of the proxy off the website?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Know what it said.
Yeah, what I was wondering, I told them, what you own, the the full symbol, and then I said, well, is it pot? And I just noticed they just became DTC eligible.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
So there may be something there.
In other words, the Russians are messing with the voting.
Yeah, I guess I didn't want to bring that up. But
you only bring that up if it comes out against what you want.
Right.
Then you bring that up. I'm sorry.
So anyway,
you can always invest in Bitcoin.
Well, they just mentioned here's in Barron's this weekend. Bitcoin faces a crisis after a long slide in price.
Oh, what news is that? Holy cow! Hot off the presses. Holy cow.
Yeah, also, Peter, there's a strike, a mail strike in Canada. I don't know if
that's called normal mail, but go ahead. Yeah,
I don't know if that would have anything to do with it. I don't think so.
It's hard to say. Well, like I say, hopefully they'll call me back Monday because I left the message.
I mean, not that my little amount's going to mean anything, but this is actually the first time I ever really wanted to vote.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, I've been buying it since 2014, and I've probably purchased it a dozen times.
Right, but my point is, and I don't know what the question is that they probably, today in 2018, a lot of this voting takes place online. They may have done away with a hard ballot type of situation. I don't know any of that to
right,
be true.
Right, I understand, but I also have a copy of the proxy that they send out.
Yeah, so, you know.
But where'd you get a copy of this?
I made a copy off of their website.
Off the website.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You didn't get it in the mail.
Yeah, but it insinuates when you receive this and they have an area for your address and all the rest of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, for your signature, which you couldn't do on the Internet.
Well, like I say, we won't know unless they call me back.
But you're right about that, David. It's true. But
there is a way to sign on the Internet. There's an electronic signature that you can do with a lot of different things.
But this still has an 800 number that you can vote with, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you do that?
That would make no sense at all on the Internet. So.
No, but did you do that?
What?
Vote on...
I don't have the data that I need. I don't know what security numbers they're using or...
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, I don't have a real proxy. I have a copy of a proxy.
Well, you know what I'd do? I'd call the 800 number and see what kind of information they're asking for.
They said you need a touchtone phone, so my guess is it's just a computer.
Oh,
well, I'm
okay.
Sure it is, but they may just ask for the last four digits of your social. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, we don't know.
These are big questions we need to get answered, though. Right. Now I'm curious.
Well, you guys are my brokers, so get to it.
Yeah, Peter.
You had to say that, huh?
Get on it, Pete. Peter.
Well,
will
it's not my fault you don't have a touchtone phone.
Peter,
I mean,
he does have a touchtone.
He doesn't.
I wouldn't have noticed it unless I wanted to vote, and I'm going like, I've never received anything from these people.
Well, I'll tell you what. Come into the office. You can use our touchtone phone. See?
I might hold you to that.
There you go.
Or you can just say, like a lot of people, my vote doesn't matter anyway, so I'm not voting. But
well, I do have a touchstone phone now.
There you go, Peter.
Oh, okay.
This is called Know Your Client.
Yeah, well, even so, do it anyway and see what they ask for.
Yeah, I will. But I will call you next week anyway.
I was afraid of that.
But I'll give you a few days to work on it.
All right.
We're so customer service oriented,
right.
Aren't we? At least
now,
for Peter.
Anyway. Oil's getting creamed.
Yeah, $50.
The FANG stocks are getting creamed.
That's temporary. But yeah.
And the BANG stocks are really low, and I think they're going to start buying them up.
Well, they may, because believe it or not,
here we go.
In this weekend's Barron's,
I'm shocked.
They mentioned that Warren Buffett has loaded up on the bank stocks.
Yeah.
40% of his portfolio is bank and financial stocks.
Yeah, four out of his 10 top holdings, I think, is
one
of those things.
Yeah.
They mentioned it last
very
week. J.P. Morgan, he just bought $4 billion worth of it.
And, you know, in the very bad market last week, you know, which was bad. I mean, the Dow was down it was down 4.4%, okay? And I guess looking at the NASDAQ, what was that off last week?
Not quite a percent.
4.3%. Yeah, so, you know, pretty close. But anyway, it was a bad market. Guess what group was up last week?
Banks.
No.
Oh.
Who?
Housing stocks.
Yeah, they keep saying that's dying.
Yeah,
I think it got so beat up, but now
they're saying they've gotten so beaten up that they're maybe big values, you know.
Well, that's why I think the gold stocks are going to start going. Because they can't get beaten up much more.
Well, you're saying that because you have your 1,400 target for the end of the year.
Yeah. Well, no, gold and the metals are going to go.
Right. Well, we shall see.
You know, I mean, all you got to do is follow the cycle, Peter. It's been 8 years.
Yeah, I have a feeling that a lot of the plunge in oil is related to a lot of other things, like speculators. I don't think the supply-demand situation is that bad that it would have dropped, like, what did they say, 36% or something like that?
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely speculation. Yeah. Same thing when it runs up so rapidly.
Yeah. Right. And they do have that December, I think it's December 6th, the OPEC's going to meet, you know.
Yeah, but
so that'll be interesting.
They
so.
Cheat and lie anyway. So
okay, all right.
There you go.
So there you go.
Do the computers affect the commodities market?
Not that I know of, but
what do you mean?
I can't. In other words, the computer trading is.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, but probably it does. You know, I mean, I haven't. Nobody's talked about that. You know,
right.
So yeah, I haven't heard anybody talk about that.
It's a redheaded stepchild. Nobody.
But you know, they have estimated that probably at least 70% of the trading now on the. The stock exchange, U.S. stock exchange, is computer generated.
High frequency
trading. Yeah, AI gone wild, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Wait. Wait till you come into the office and there's a robot answering the door.
Why would I want to come into the office?
That's why I invited him.
The robot brings Peter his coffee and toast in the morning.
I used to work at a place where most of the people were fleshy robots.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
We resemble that remark.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, I thought I'd be first today.
Well, you were first.
And I hope you get lots and lots of calls.
We certainly do, too, believe me.
Thank
but
you.
I'll be in touch.
Okay, you
none
take care.
None will be as entertaining
thanks
as yours.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Right now, phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, area code 716, or 800-879-7541. Or if you want to go to our chat box, go to our website, sapperston.com. Go to the Dollar Doctor tab, hit live streaming. At the bottom of that page, there's a chat box. You can type a question, put in the symbol. And if you want to put in the symbol, let us know whether you own it, looking to buy it, or looking to sell it. So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, area code 716. Go next to Richard in Rochester. Good morning.
Peter, David.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you.
God.
Thank you.
I'm really frustrated, but I read an article.
Yeah.
And I know really Kramer's only right about 45% of the time. But
right, but he's loud.
He's loud, and there's a Kramer effect. He opens his mouth, and he could drive it up or down.
Right.
Drive you nuts. So he quoted some guru that said, over the last 35 years, if you bought Home Depot, I don't know if you've seen the article.
No, I didn't.
5 days, did you?
No, I didn't, no.
If you buy Home Depot 5 days before Thanksgiving and sell it around 10 days after, 33 years out of 35, you will make money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying I always wanted Home Depot.
Right.
It's beat up. I looked at it one day when it was down to $5 early in the day, and I says, geez, if I wanted it, and the housing industry's bad, so maybe people are going to be buying things to refurbish their home, you know, maybe I can get a little bit. So I bought it, and lo and behold, it being down $5 in the morning, by the end of the day, it was only down 250. So I'm in the right direction, but I'm feeling good. And then over the next couple of days, I start seeing it go down, and then no sooner than I buy it, a downgrade comes out on Home Depot, and I got out with a $170 profit on a couple hundred shares.
There you go.
You know, I hated myself, but you know, it's about $10 lower than when I did the trade. So, grabbing a little is a hell of a lot better than losing anything.
Right. And Home Depot closed at $168.85.
Yeah, but what was the time period it said it always made money 33 out of 35 times?
Yeah, well, the buying period was the last 35 years, they said.
Yeah, but from when, where to where?
You had to wait 10 days after, I believe.
Five days before Thanksgiving, and if you sold it approximately 10 days after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So he didn't wait the 10 days.
So you didn't wait to find out.
No, I didn't. I lost $170 profit. I said, "The heck with
well,
you know."
So you know it's going to be $190.
I'll tell you this. First of all, I don't know if it was a guru. There's all sorts of seasonality services you can sign up for now.
Yeah.
And they go through all the stocks, and then they'll tell you which stock has the highest percentage over a certain time period like that. That's being done all the time now.
Yeah.
And it is true, you know, in general. But, you know, like you say, the 33 out of 35, and unlucky you might pick the time you say, oh, I just found this. And it's one of those times. But we don't know. Let's see.
33 out of 36, Dave.
Yeah. Well, let's see where it is 10 days after Thanksgiving.
You're right. I may be wrong, but I just have.
But you made money. Right. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I have no faith. And my question to you is, A couple years ago, when interest rates were flat or declining, I was investing in preferred stocks.
Mm-hmm.
I was enjoying 6 to 8%. M&T Bank had an 8% preferred stock that they called in after Dodd-Frank ruined it. But I'm looking at a BACB, Boy Apple Charlie B preferred. It's mm-hmm. yielding 6% right now.
Thank you.
Okay. Call date of May of 2023. Is that a Am I nuts to say that's not a bad place to park the money till I'm convinced maybe the market has turned in the right direction?
Well,
because
all I can say is
when interest rates go up, it shouldn't hurt a preferred, correct? Only when they come down.
No.
I'm a little mixed up now, but you said it backwards. But
yeah, it's an inverse relationship. So when interest rates go down, your principal will go up. And the inverse happens. When interest rates go up, your principal...
I got you today. Thank you. No, what I meant to say, when I held these preferreds, Willard said they act like a bond sometimes.
Right.
And when they were... As they were cutting rates... What did I do? I got confused. it was going against me. I don't know. Is it a bad thought now to...
Now, this is a BAC preferred B?
BAC, B as in boy. I don't know if you got to put a small P or a hyphen in there.
No, it's funny that I have an A, a C, a D, an E, but no B.
Really?
Yeah.
It closed at 2506 from what I'm seeing.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting there.
Yeah, I can't find it anywhere.
But
$1.50 a year, which is
there's no guarantees in anything, you know, and sometimes the correlations don't work the way they're supposed to, you know. But I'm looking at the A, you know, and like we always say, do your own research. I don't know what's involved with the preferred A really, but you know, it's been going sideways for a while, and hanging around the 25 area or so. So after coming down, it's just, sitting at like 25, 12?
Yeah, I got the B, Pete.
Yeah, you have the B? Okay.
You could also take a look at the K. It's at 5.99%.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at the B at $31. No, I think it closed at 31.46. At least I'm looking at stock charts. That's the only place I could bring it up. So
yeah, see, it's interesting. Yeah. The K's been somewhat weaker,
The K, that's what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, is 24.53.
It's got a par value of 25.
Yep.
And it's paying $1.47 annually. So I guess all I'm thinking is, if I'm hearing that Warren Buffett and all these smart people are putting money in financial,
this
may be good.
It may be.
6% while I'm not getting nauseous every day.
I mean, I'm looking, since September, it's down about 4%, all right?
That's not good.
No, I mean, if your risk tolerance is so narrow, then you've got a problem,
I wouldn't be buying an interest-sensitive security while interest rates are going up. That is not a good thing to do. I just think your risk, forget about the underlying security, just a simple fact, I believe interest rates, the odds are of them going up are better than of them remaining the same or going down. Now, I'm looking at a long term. I'm not looking at a 6-month thing.
No, I agree with you. And with what you said, because it makes newer preferreds maybe more attractive than this old one.
Well, I don't. What's the call? What's the call provision on this?
On B, it's 2023.
So you got a number of years of protection on that. It's callable at par, which would be $25.
Right, and I love buying preferreds under par.
And definitely. Yeah.
And what's the dividend? What does it pay? Is it 5%, 6%?
$1.47, 1.47 annually.
Okay.
You're looking at K, right, or the B?
I'm not looking at anything. I was looking at the B, but
he was looking at the B,
but I didn't have the right one. I don't think
B pays $1.50 annually, and I showed that it closed at 25.06.
No,
so it's a 6%. It's a 6% coupon, basically, at par.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the question always is on these things when they're going to call them is, can they get a cheaper rate somewhere else? And, you know, Bank of America is, you know, they've had some issues through the years. So
Because I was really looking for Citigroup or J.P. Morgan, to be honest with you. But in general, what you're saying is that it's not smart to buy when interest rates are going up.
Well, it depends.
I don't think so.
It depends what your time frame is, you know. I mean, could you want to buy it and put it away for years, you know?
Also, I think the Fed should pause for a period of time. This economy is starting to slow down. And because they've caused 10 out of the last 13 recessions, and everybody knows that, this isn't 10 or 20 years ago where people weren't cognizant of this or only a small percentage. I think anybody that's got the radio on or watches CNBC knows this.
Agreed.
Basically, if you look at, he's been adding, you know, for what it's worth, Buffett to Bank America a lot.
That's the other part. I hear things like that, and I'm going, maybe I'm not enough to do a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because sitting in money market's not really great.
Right.
I don't want to lose like I've been losing. It's killing me.
Yeah, there's no question. But like I say, you might go down a while, but you don't know, if you have a long enough time frame, a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever, you know, you collect your dividend and, you know, if you're close to par, you know.
Well, listen, I get calls periodically from clients that are over 50 years old that have some money, whether it's a maturing CD, sale of a piece of property, and they want to put it into something to earn. In the past, because of their tax bracket, we've bought tax exempts. So it's difficult to do that now. I have trouble pulling the trigger on what to buy for people that are looking for income. And, you know, you, Richard, you're sophisticated. You know, a lot of my clients rely upon me, which is fine, but I have to explain the downside. And the downside is that, you know, your principal's at risk in a rising interest rate environment. And as long as you're aware of that, and like Peter says, and we've discussed it on the show, you know, if you want to collect 6% and you don't care if your $25 goes to $20, then fine, do it. Don't worry about that then.
No, I do. I've met those people before. It makes no sense at all. Frontier Communication is a great one in Rochester. I've had a lot of friends that just love getting that 7% dividend as they lost 10% a year on their principal,
you know? Yeah, but also, I mean, if you're looking for no risk or, you know, essentially no risk.
Until the market starts turning, that's all.
Well, I'm saying what you could do is just buy a money market fund that's out there. They pay a little over 2% now.
Well, do they?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I would.
I bought it.
No. I'm just saying I would rather buy a bank loan fund. I've talked about this before, the Oppenheimer Limited Term Fund. It shoots for about 4%, and it's paying about that, depending on, you know, what amount of money you're able to put in or something similar to that is something that I think is good in a rising interest rate environment because it stays with where interest rates are. I think it's great.
You know where the symbol is on that one?
Yeah, the A share is OOSAX, Oscar, Sam, Apple, X-ray. So current 12-month trailing yield is 4.24. That's the A share. It's got a 3.5% load. So depending on how much money you go into, but you can look at a similar type of investment in Vanguard or T. Rowe Price or wherever you're buying them. But I would look at this as the barometer and how you measure other ones as far as the performance.
For example, all right, and I will be a devil's advocate, if you can't take any fluctuation, this thing is down from a high of 17, what is it, around 16-something to 1370, all right, since September. Mm-hmm.
I think you're looking at the wrong thing.
No, you said. What is it? What was the symbol on
like
it again? No, it's the wrong one. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you. Well, just ignore Peter for a few minutes.
What was the symbol on it?
OO.
Yeah. OO. Okay.
Richard, how can I soar with eagles when I work with turkeys? SAX. OOSAX. So it's $7.97 a share.
Mm-hmm.
It's up 2% this year.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't buy it for growth, but I use it for people that, you know, don't know exactly what to do. And, you know, it's got an effective duration of 0.2. So in essence, if interest rates go up or down 1%, the principal is only going to change 0.2% in theory. And I just think you use this as a barometer. It's got a 10-year, you know, return average of 7.8%, 5 years, 3.4%.
Mm-hmm.
3 years, five. It's a holding place. And like I said, if you don't want to pay a load, I understand that. Some of my clients have Oppenheimer funds, so they reach break points and et cetera. If you want to buy a Vanguard or a no load, or you have it in a managed account, I bought this in my managed accounts where there's no load. You can do that. It's a different symbol, but it just uses as a barometer because it's a really, really, really good one. It's 5-star rated and, you know.
Thank you for sharing that with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's 4 stars.
It's a good thing you pointed out I'm looking at the wrong chart. No, this, you know,
it happens.
I never pay attention to the actual symbol, you know, sometimes when it comes up.
Yeah, I assume
the right one comes up. But anyway.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I may dabble with a no load one comparable to this and a couple preferred.
No, that's a way to do it. That's a way to do it. Spread your risk and just keep an eye on it, and you watch it.
Going, but I definitely want to get back into some of the things I like in America, but not right now.
Well, relax. Take it easy. Yeah,
I see more negative than positive. I don't know what people say to me. What could turn it around? That's my question. I don't see anything good that's going to turn it around.
Well, that's what we need is more people. More people thinking like you. You know how the market works. When everybody's so darn negative, that's when it turns around. When everybody's so darn positive, that's the opposite happens. So
good. Okay, I'll let you get the other callers.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a good one. Nice
have
talking
a good
to
weekend
you.
There.
It was a great conversation. I always appreciate your help.
Okay,
anytime.
All right, right thanks, now, man. If
everything,
thank you. Right now, if Joan will wait and be patient for another minute, we'll take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors every Saturday morning live from 10 to 11. Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB. Right now, phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 716-803-1520. Right now, we're going to go to Joan and Snyder. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Joan.
Thanks for waiting.
Good morning to you. My husband listens to you every week. So
we appreciate that.
Part of that routine.
Now we know we have at least 3 or 4 calls.
Well, Joan, we're happy that we're bringing two married people together.
Yes. After 50 years, we need that.
Oh, my God.
I feel your pain.
Congratulations there, believe me.
Thank you. I just have a quick question. I have some extra money, like maybe $8,000, and I want to put it in. One of our banks is offering a CD at 3%.
Awesome.
And, and what's the time period?
What's the term?
15 months.
Beautiful.
Take it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was easy.
I thought it was great, so thank you very much for your confirmation.
You're welcome.
Sure. Bye.
Okay, take care.
All right. Thank you.
That was short and sweet.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Bye now. All right. Right now, phone line's wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, area code 716-800-879-7541. Nobody's using the chat box today.
Art was listening. But,
nobody has. So if you go to saperston.com.
It is working.
SAPERSTON.com. Hit the Dollar Doctor tab. Hit live streaming. When the page comes up, go to the bottom. You can ask a question. Put in the symbol.
Go ahead.
If you put in the symbol, you can let us know whether you want to buy it, sell it, hold it, whatever.
All right. Two things. Next week we're off, December 1st.
December 1st. We're not on. We are preempted by UB basketball.
Right. And UB men's team plays in the MAC conference, the Eastern MAC conference.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what they play in.
Okay.
They are ranked 22nd in the Associated Press poll. Nationally, and 25th in the USA Today coaches poll.
Unbelievable.
So those are questions, although it is ESPN, but this is a financial show. So.
Right, but we covered both. So.
Right.
In the meantime.
And we also do marriage counseling or bring people together. So
maybe you do.
Bring people, the show does. No, right. I have nothing to do with it.
Nothing at all.
I'm just comic relief. Yeah. That's it.
But anyway, Sapperston Asset Management is a brokerage firm. We're a full service broker, and we're also a registered investment advisor, which means we manage money.
Yes, we do.
And we're able to manage money that is not held at our firm. If you have a 401k, 403b, with your employer, we can manage that money for you. So, if you're interested in our services, go to the website, sapperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, and the information's there and the contact information is there. Right now, we're going to go to Steve. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I had a couple of stocks I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
First one was U.S. Concrete.
Uh-huh. Okay. That one got hot earlier in the year because they figured it was a big infrastructure play.
Right, right.
And then got buried.
Yeah, I got out before it got buried.
Yeah, it got buried. I forgot what the high was, but it was pretty, pretty high, in the 70s, And then came all the way down to, 27? And right now it's 37.
The week high was 86.
Oh, was it 86, too? That was last year, probably.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah,
80 range.
Yeah. I know this year I see a high in the 75 area. It's come way
down. Close at 37.50 if you didn't see
it. Yeah, I see that, yeah. And let's see. It's been bottoming kind of nicely.
And again, they're talking with the Democratic takeover of the House that infrastructure is going to, again, the talk is out there again. It's up from 27.68 the last 52 weeks.
Yeah, it's had a nice run-up, which I kind of like, because the market has not been great the last few weeks, and you like to see a stock that may have bottomed ahead of the market. Sometimes that can be a very good sign. And let's see, where the 200-day moving average is up at 54, so obviously it's way underwater. But if it even got back to the 200-day moving average, it'd be a nice run. So, I kind of like it here, really. I would only get
a good time to start buying a few shares at a time.
Yeah, I'd nibble at it, right.
I like it, too.
Yeah. Look into it a little bit and see what's going on with the company. We always go do your own research.
Right.
There's a reason for that. But,
Well, the big thing, if the Democrats make a deal with the Republicans to get an infrastructure bill through, then that'll be the catalyst, I think.
Yeah, and I don't think they'd fight infrastructure. That would look bad for them.
It helps both sides.
Exactly.
So they both look good.
Yep. So this is very interesting. Yep.
And that's hard to do.
Okay. Yeah, very good. AMD.
Boy, another one that's got trounced.
It's been holding pretty good in the volatile market.
Yeah, you're right about that. Once again, it got down as low as what?
Just above 15.
Yeah.
1938 on the close.
Yeah. But it's another one that looks like it's trying to bottom out ahead of the market. Now, you got to be aware, if people are still running out of technology, it could get hit further, okay?
Well, I think it has to do with what I brought up at the beginning of the show, the capital expenditure.
Mm-hmm.
Corporations have stopped spending because they're nervous. Tariffs.
Now, if you look into what the company, this used to be an always and also ran company, Intel used to let it exist, more or less.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, they seem to be developing some interesting things. And if you look at some of the recent news and so forth, they've finally gotten themselves going with, really powerful chips, the right areas. So another one I think could be interesting. I wouldn't want to see it make a new low. So if you're going to nibble, I'd nibble again,
Yeah, while the other companies, Facebook, Microsoft, were going down, they were holding tight.
You've noticed something very important. That's what technical analysts look at. You want to look at stuff that starts to hold up while the market's still going down. You know, so
right.
Good point. Yep.
Very good. Hey, thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the call. Have a nice weekend.
Take care.
All right, take it easy. Right now, phone lines are still pretty wide open. Give us a call, 716-803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Frank.
Good morning, gentlemen. How
good morning.
Are you today?
Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, I missed the beginning of the show, but if nobody offered you a happy Small Business Saturday, I'm wishing you that.
Thank you.
Now.
We did mention it.
Thank you.
So, anyways, a couple things on, again, looking at a couple stocks to sell. IMAX.
IMAX, huh? Hmm. Okay. Haven't heard anybody ask for that one in a long time.
Theater
chain.
I've been there once.
Close at 1889.
That's IMAX, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're a bottom fisher?
Well, actually, I think I got in it based on a caller from your show, but I got in around 8.
Nice. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, but then, of course, it's been a lot higher, and everything's drifting down.
You didn't take any profits at all, huh?
Of course not.
Why would you do that? It was up.
Just because it went from 8 to 43? Shouldn't laugh. I've done it myself, believe me. So. But anyway, the support for this stock is now 17.5, say around 17.5 to 18. So you want to see this support hold, right? It's been in the trading range, between that 18 and say 26 now, for some time since, let's see, it looks like June, since June of last year.
Right.
So it appears to be building a base. I wouldn't want to see it make a new low. I wouldn't want to see it go down to say 17, because then I don't know where the bottom is,
How does it look for relative strength?
Well, let's take a look at another thing. Okay. Look at a different chart real quick. Well, hasn't been good.
That means not good.
Yeah.
When Peter says well, that means it's not good.
I mean, it's trying to hold, okay? It's not moving up, in the down market. But it hit a low of 1885 back on October 26th, and it's still around that, 1869. So it's not bad. Not bad. Because it hasn't given up that much ground,
Okay. And also, another stock I'm looking at to sell possibly is MZOR, and that stock was cursed by Mr. Kramer when he compared it to Intuitive Surgical, and that's the only reason I'm afraid of it, because of his curse.
Well, I mean, have you held this a while?
Well, I got in, let's see, I got into that stock around 40, 45, 46.
Closer to 58.
A little bit.
58.23. Why is it such a flat line?
It's very interesting. Is this a takeover or something?
It doesn't even look like it's trading. I mean, there's hardly any volume. It looks like a flat line. When people die, you see the heart monitor goes...
Yeah, on the monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe...
Oh, there's a merger agreement with...
Laugh, yeah.
There's a merger agreement with Medtronic.
All right. And, so in other words, there's been a deal coming, and what's the deal for?
Mark's time as it waits to be acquired. So this obviously came out a few months ago. So I would think it's probably $60 or $65. $58.50 a share right here. So they made your decision. So
another, what, the offer is $58.50?
Yep. Is expected to be completed in the next number of months, and this was on November 12th.
Okay, so there's only two things when you have this. Either A, you hope somebody else comes along and makes a better deal, or B, you don't want to run the risk that the deal all of a sudden falls apart. So in most cases, what you want to do is get out.
That's right. I'll tell you.
In other words, it's not worth probably waiting for.
No, if it's 58
for 27 cents.
Yeah, it's
right. Yeah,
you know, like I say, it's always possible. Yes, you know, it almost seems like if the price is trading at that, when does the deal close?
Doesn't say.
Oh, didn't
the
say.
Next few weeks.
Oh,
so it looks like December
1st
or something.
That's why it's trading.
But
50,
Peter,
50.
It's been trading like this since October, yeah, September, yeah. October.
So the whole thing is, if you wanted to save the commission, you know, you don't. You let them take it. But
yeah, when it was announced, the stock was $50,
yeah.
But it was up from its 52-week low of 41.60.
Yeah, yeah.
And if this falls through,
yeah. So, I mean, I always think the safer thing is to do that, because I remember Rite Aid.
And
it was trading at like 8.5, and they offered 9 for it, you know. And I told somebody, get out of it, you know, don't sit and take it. Now it's, what, a buck stock or something that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So anyway, I think it's always better to do that. But
yeah, so we're only talking about 27 cents.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
You do run the risk, you know, that something could happen.
In 42 years in the business, I've never seen anything like this. So obviously, usually there's a 5 or 10% difference for the arbitragers to make. This thing is flatlined for a couple months. I've never seen anything. So I'm sure, I would think it's going to take place, but for 27 cents a share, depending on how many shares you have.
Well, a lot of times it flatlines like that, close to the offer price, because people expect a better deal coming up, you know.
Right, that's something to consider. Right.
Yep.
So maybe you sell part. I don't know.
But if it's that close to December 1st or something like that, yeah.
So
if you wanted the whole part, fine, you know. But normally I just take it, you know.
Yeah. Any others?
On the buy side, CY. Just curious.
Cypress Semiconductor, another one in the group that's been devastated, but.
1360 on the close.
What is it?
1360.
Yeah, but it's interesting that it come down to 12 and now it rebounded as high as 14, right?
Yeah, it's a nice bounce.
So, I mean, if you were to buy it, you know, 11.5 would be an out point for it. And there's a lot of resistance up in the 15 area, okay? So, little tough, but it did rebound, you know, it did rebound. And let me take a look at another chart real quick.
And it does have a little yield to it also.
And pretty decent relative strength, you know. It's shown good relative strength now for a while, you know, since about, since a while, but, you know, about a week or two ago. And looking at a thing called on-balance volume, which, for what it's worth, the theory is if it's very strong, it's being accumulated. No guarantee. But anyway, yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that could be an interesting one.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. Okay.
Well,
thank you very much again for all your excellent information and advice.
We appreciate it. Go out and shop.
Okay. Take care. Have a good week.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
You too now.
Okay. You said something in the chat box.
We got a couple of quickies. Pfizer. One, know what we think of it. Pfizer and EVRG. Pfizer is PFE. Mm-hmm. Close at 43.14. As I always disclaim, my son used to work for them. He's in the medical field and doesn't work for them anymore.
Yeah, but, you know, Pfizer's been very strong, you know, after running up to 45, pull back to where does it close at, 42?
43.14.
200-day moving average is 38.95. And I think as long as it stays above that 200-day moving average, it still looks good.
Good. Next one is EVRG. I can't remember what the name of it is.
EVRG is
Evergy, electric utility. Close at 58.73, although unlike a lot of electric utilities, this looks pretty interesting.
No, it's been a very strong. Does he own it? Did he say whether he owns it?
Didn't indicate that.
Oh, okay. But anyway.
Make it up, whatever you would like.
Make it up. 200 days at 54.5, right? So I think as long as you stay above, say, 54, you're okay. Otherwise, you run the risk of a move down possibly to 48. But it still looks strong in here. And it did get hit Friday. For some reason, all the utilities got hit on Friday. And Relative strength's pretty decent. Unbalanced volume, once again, for what it's worth, is supposed to indicate it's being accumulated. And so I think it looks good. So as long as it stays above, say, the 54 area, it's okay.
One more. Caller or chat box user says he owns Apple at 92. What do you think about it? Close at 172.29.
Yeah, it's been trounced. Went down 21% this month so far.
Yeah. Courtesy dip.
Courtesy dip. Well, it depends. I mean, if you're a long-term investor in the company.
Very good point.
And a matter of fact, Barron's covered all these, like Apple and Google and Amazon and Facebook, and talked about all of them, you know. And, you know, basically they said not quite the time. That's their opinion, you know, for Apple. But, you know, in looking at it, I would say the support for it's probably, and somebody there had a downside target of 165, which is not too much further, really. Seven and that's points. and the support for it's around 160 or so. So I would say, you know, A, if you can stand going down the 160, of course, if the market gets much, much worse, that's a different story. But, you know, so 160 would be a support for it.
He owns it at 92.
Yeah, so he's in good shape, really.
Yeah. I think Apple's, a lot of people use it.
And the 200 days back up at 194. So you want to see this get above 194 to signal the possibility that, you know, it's done correcting and it's ready to go again.
All right, very good.
Okay, we're going to go next to Bob in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Thanks for being patient, Bob.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem at all. Let's take a look at a stock called IBM. I'm looking at the yield, but I'm also looking where it seems like it fell off the cliff a couple of weeks ago. I just want to know what are your thoughts and, you know, what are your thoughts for the future?
Well, okay. What was the stock?
I mean, if you research this company, they've not been doing well for years, really, you know.
Is he talking, Peter, IBM?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't understand. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they've had problems, you know, for years there. And their earnings haven't been bad. But their revenues have been going down steadily.
And they just acquired Red Hat.
And they did acquire Red Hat. Acquisition. And they spent a lot of money.
Just close at 117.19. Yeah.
So, and looking at it, I mean, it's trying to basin here. You know, that's one thing. Now, let me look at another chart.
I've never had any luck buying IBM.
Yeah, it's been.
Or Apple.
Or Apple. But anyway.
Just two.
Yeah, I mean, you're in an important support area right now around 117.
What's the 200-day? You know,
like and the 200-day is going to be way up there, I think, at 144.
Oh, it's 144.
Yeah, okay. So you want to see it, you know, get back eventually above that. But if you're a bottom fisher, you could take a chance at it. But I'd have to go back on a longer-term chart to see where the support might be if it drops through that 116, 117.
And I think the 50-day is 120. So it's first thing is to get above there, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, God, I'm getting so
you're
good.
You're getting good. You're getting dangerous.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm looking at a 10-year chart right now. And it's everything sitting around 120, give or take a little bit.
Yeah, no, I agree. This is very important support area. That's, you know, if, of course, if I go back to 2002, it was down at 57. You know? But anyway.
Piece of junk.
Yeah, no. But you know, if you look, like you say, a 10-year chart, if I look at January 2009, the stock was in the 80 area. So if I had to say where the support would be, probably 110, you know, somewhere around there, 110 to 120 is an important support area.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Okay. Okay. Right now, phone lines wide open. Still have a few minutes left. Well, not too many. 4 minutes left. Give us a call, 716-803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
So global growth is softening, looking for a soft landing. I was surprised by that. I really thought we'd see better emerging and international action based on the fact that they were stopping their quantitative easing. I thought it would mirror what happened here in the States, but there are a lot of people, Peter, talking about next year and 2020 for better emerging market and international. So I think it's important to have it as a piece of the economy, but maybe Brexit's overhanging it. Something's going on this weekend, right?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. Wednesday, Fed Chairman Powell addresses the Economic Club of New York. That'll be important.
Yeah.
And
should we go to that?
No.
All right.
I did go when Alan Greenspan was here in Buffalo.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking to New York.
Yeah, but no, New York. Anyway.
How exciting was that?
And then it wasn't overly exciting. Actually, I brushed up against him, you know, so. You could say he rubbed off on me, right? But anyway.
Leave the comedy to me.
But please. Thursday, there's the Fed minutes, which will be important, you know, from the November meeting they had. And Saturday's the big one, where Trump meets with
Chi. Yeah.
And that could be very important. It's just like Richard said, I don't know what'll turn it around. I'll tell you one thing, a U.S.-Chinese trade deal would turn the market around.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Big time.
So, no question about that. And plus, what might turn the market around, and Barron's agreed with you, they said, is it time for the Fed to cut it out?
You know? Everybody's been talking about it. I was early talking about it. But
right.
But again, I don't – what do I know? What do I know? But I just think it's pretty common sense that they need to take a break. It's
but
a
anyway,
different market.
Yeah, their up and down Wall Street column says why the Fed could back down on rate hikes.
Oh, nice.
So that's interesting, too. And also, there was one other thing I was going to say that could, you know, so if you get some dovish Fed comments and stuff like that, that would help the market.
Yeah.
And definitely if you got a U.S. China trade deal, that would help
or
the market.
I don't think it'll be a deal, but maybe some positive conversations, let's put
and,
it that way.
Also, there was something I was thinking. Oh,
get it out because we're off next week.
Make sure every time you hear a stock or anything like that, do your own research into it. Look at your own risk tolerance, please. And also, next week we will not be here. December 1st, it'll be a UB basketball game that will preempt us. So we'll see you in 2 weeks. And then until next week, keep a little powder dry, as Willard always said, because there'll be some great opportunities in the market. They're being created every day. Have a good weekend.
Go Bills.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.